20 years ago, the deaths of thousands of fish, lobsters, and crabs in Long Island Sound spurred an effort to address the health of the Sound. That plan included a mix of activities: pollution reduction, habitat restoration, and a program to monitor the Sound's water quality. This week on Field Notes, naturalist Lori Sanders joins the crew aboard a Connecticut research vessel that collects and analyzes water samples from the Sound.
It's mid-afternoon by the time we reach the 12th sampling site of the day. In the distance is the New York City skyline. Much closer, the mouth of the East River and a lighthouse marking Execution Rocks. The rocky reefs in this stretch of water have long been treacherous for boats. Nowadays, at least during the summer, it's also dangerous for marine life.
Typically, we get the lowest dissolved oxygen readings at this station. It's our furthest west station. It's just off of Execution Rocks in the Narrows, south of New York State.
Matt Lyman is the head of Long Island Sound's Water Quality Monitoring Program for Connecticut's Department of Environmental Protection. Harmfully low levels of oxygen in the bottom waters is technically known as hypoxia, and Lyman says it's one of the major water quality issues facing Long Island Sound. Each year in the late summer, about a third of the sound, more than 200 square miles, goes hypoxic. And in a few localized areas like this one, oxygen levels routinely drop close to zero, which means there's not enough oxygen to support life. It becomes a dead zone.
It's basically like if we were under the water. You can't breathe. There's no oxygen for you. If you can't swim out of the area, you're not going to survive.
Lyman says lobsters, shellfish, and other bottom dwellers would die, and fish escaping from the dead zone would find nearby waters with oxygen levels that are only marginally better. They'd be stressed out, and their ability to swim away from predators, feed, or reproduce would be compromised. Understanding the timing, spread, and severity of hypoxia is an important focus